It's EV news briefly for Saturday, May the 10th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ads free. That sounds good, right? You can be like the Patreon gang at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Kia's EV5 is set for global expansion. It's in China and also Australia and New Zealand, isn't it? But global expansion in Q3 of this year, aiming for Europe, South America, Canada as well, but not the United States. Škoda revealing a high-performance version of the ENIAC. I love the ENIAC, by the way. That's a bit of a sleeper hit for me. That is a brilliant vehicle. New VRS version, which is Škoda's high-performance branding, even from Combustion World. It's not rip your face off fast. The VRS version is all-wheel drive. It's 350 horsepower. It's 0 to 62 miles an hour in about 5 or 6 seconds. Still very quick, by the way. And it'll do about 340 miles WLTP. UK and US negotiators have come to an agreement where the UK-made EVs will not go to the US with massive tariffs. It'll still be 10%, but we pay that on American-made cars. And so it was going to be 30%, but a new deal done. Sir Keir Starmer, our Prime Minister, talking at Jaguar Land Rover in Solihull this week about how they've done the deal to ensure that EVs made in the UK. And there is a big car industry here. Jaguar Land Rover, Aston Martin, Bentley, Rolls-Royce, McLaren, BMWs, Mini, of course, and a lot more. Nissan Leafs are made. The new Nissan Leaf will be made in Sunderland with the Aria, a big deal. So those vehicles going to the US with only a 10% import tariff, that's a big deal. Meanwhile, politicians in Europe, the other side of that country, have completely capitulated to the car industry, going, we can't possibly hit the CO2 emissions targets, which have been coming for years, they've known it. And now the EU Parliament has approved a plan to ease the clean air regulations over 3 years, not 1 year, to meet those goals. They've now got till 2027. I know a politician's got nobbled there, but that is a crazy decision. AESC, the battery company, is building a gigafactory in Sunderland in the northeast of this country, creating 1,000 jobs and £1 billion of investment from the National Wealth Fund and UK Export Finance. BYD, the massive Chinese car company, is targeting for half of their sales to be exported by 2030. They keep building their own ro-ro ferries. They're literally building their own ones. There's 7 or 8 of them now, aren't they? The exports are going to be a really big deal for BYD. They say they're dominating in China. Now they want to dominate in the rest of the world, not the United States. MAN Trucks Charge and Go is their new charging system to make truck drivers' lives easier. You can find the station, you can use one simple card, and then fleet managers get a bill at the end of the month. And Mylance, which is a joint venture of Daimler, Traton and Volvo Group, opening their second electric truck charging station in the Netherlands and at Business Park Hessenport, including a megawatt charging standard charger, MCS, rated at 1,440 kilowatts, a 1.4 megawatt charger for commercial vehicles. Gravity, which is the charging company based in New York, expanding on the other coast. They're going to go to Los Angeles for 2 sites this year. That's going to be 500 kilowatt DC fast chargers going in, and Gravity's thing is all about, we don't power share, so if we say we're putting 500 kilowatt chargers in, we will guarantee that charging rate on all of our chargers. And the used car market here in the UK is going gangbusters. In fact, it was the best ever Q1 this year in the United Kingdom for used EV sales. It's still only like 3-4% of the entire car market, but still that small, but it's growing. And Mazda confirming they will use J3400 connector, the old Tesla NACS connector, but in Japan for their future EVs. That's briefly